U.S. President Donald Trump says he has no preconditions for talks with Iran. Trump made the announcement after he said that he called off an attack against Iranian targets in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone just 10 minutes before the strikes. The U.S. president said that Washington was, quote, half-cocked and loaded to hit three different sites. However, Trump said that the U.S. was in no hurry for an attack. However, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has stressed Trump needs congressional authorization for military action against Tehran. Meanwhile, U.S. has requested a U.N. Security Council meeting on Iran. And now joining us for this news review is David Yagubian, professor of history at Cal State University, San Bernardino, California, and Keith Preston, chief editor at AttackTheSystem.com, joining us out of Richmond. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you both to the program. Now, we're going to start there in Cali with you, David. Your thoughts, Trump, you know, it's not the first time he said he's open to talks with Iran, and he's, you know, supposedly, reportedly, he's held off on those initial attacks in response to the drone coming down. Your thoughts on what do you think will play out in the next few days?
Well, in relation to the issue of talks with no preconditions, he would need to definitely elaborate further on what that means, because if he's willing to stand in front of cameras and tear up the absurd 12-point list of maximalist demands for Iran to give up its total sovereignty and rights and return to the JCPOA, and therefore there would not be pressure, illegal pressure under international law and UN resolutions, then I believe that there might be some area for fruitful dialogue on areas of mutual interest. But short of that, I don't know, you know, what this means. And specifically to the issue of his now seemingly benevolent decision to not, cause the deaths of up to supposedly 150 Iranians, I believe that this is just simply part of the psychological warfare campaign that the Trump administration is continuing to try to wage, and it's unsuccessful, but unsuccessfully against Iran in an attempt to pressure Iran to negotiate regarding issues that are simply not relevant to the JCPOA and the issue of nuclear proliferation. So just briefly last, he mentioned that really this is just all about a non-nuclear Iran, so it sounds like he's coming around. Really, he should just take a gander at the 150-page JCPOA and then perhaps agree to return to it, and then we would be in a much better situation in terms of regional peace and stability, and certainly the American economy. I just will say one more thing. Oil prices have gone up 10%, and that's been noted. You know what else has gone up? 33% American suicide since 1999. They're at their highest level since World War II. So maybe Donald Trump should also consider the relevance of that to making America great again.
Thanks, Professor. And now if I can swing over to you now, Mr. Keith Preston, your initial thoughts on this.
Well, I think what is happening here is something of a conflict within the Trump administration itself. It's clear that in recent times, the administration has been very provocative towards Iran. The most obvious example was the accusations that were made against Iran in terms of the attacks on the oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman, and the parties that were responsible for that have not yet been identified, and the Trump administration has claimed without credible evidence that the Iranians were involved in those attacks. And now we have this incident involving the drone. Now the Iranians, of course, have claimed that the drone had violated their airspace. The Trump administration has claimed that it didn't. I suspect the Iranians are correct. They most likely did experience an invasion of their airspace, because they would have had no incentive to shoot down an American drone otherwise. This is because of the position that they're in. They're essentially the weaker party in terms of military power and international geopolitical power and so forth. So it's not in Iran's interest to act provocatively towards the United States. Now, as for the strikes
and Keith, and before you continue, really quick, and one has to deduce what a $200 million reconnaissance drone is doing, taking off on a stealth mission from the UAE anyway. It's pretty much 99% flying over Iran. There's only two adversaries right now in the Middle East. It's Yemen for the U.S. and Iran. So you very well know if it was Yemen, it would not be flying pretty much, it's safe to say, from that particular point. It's pretty much flying over Iran. Go ahead and continue.
Well, what I think the drone was actually doing was doing reconnaissance in case there is an actual future military action by the United States against Iran. I think this was actually doing reconnaissance for those purposes. And for that reason, yes, I think you're absolutely correct that the drone that would has violated Iran's airspace by doing this. However, as far as the strikes that Trump claims that he ordered and then called off 10 minutes before they were supposed to take place, he claims that the reason that he called these off were because of the possibility of hundreds of civilians being killed in the process. I think that this there's a conflict going on between the Trump members of the Trump administration. I believe that the National Security Advisor John Bolton, the head of the State Department, Mike Pompeo, and then also the head of the CIA, Gina Haspel, these individuals were all very much in favor of carrying out these strikes. Trump was actually advised against this by the top brass of the military, who were concerned about the repercussions. They were concerned about the possibility of the United States getting bogged down in a war in the region, which they are less inclined to be interested in than some of these other individuals that I just mentioned are. So apparently there was a conflict going on within the leadership of the Trump administration between the civilian national security and the intelligence services on one hand, and then the actual military on the other hand. Trump apparently deferred to the judgment of the military rather than his national security and intelligence people. And that was actually a very welcome sign because of the fact that it's clear that John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, the people around them, are doing everything they can to get the United States involved in a conflict with Iran. I strongly suspect that the attacks on the oil tankers, for example, were a false flag operation. I'm usually very hesitant to claim something as a false flag. I think the claims of that type are frequently overstated. But this, if ever there was a false flag operation, this seemed to be it. Either the United States intelligence services or the allies of the United States, like Israel, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, one of those, was likely behind those attacks on the oil tankers. When that didn't fly as a precondition for an attack on Iran, then the shooting down of the drone was actually used as another pretext for an attack on Iran. It's quite possible, in fact, that while the drone was likely doing reconnaissance, it may have actually been sent into Iranian airspace as a provocative act for the purpose of creating a pretext for an attack on Iran, because the United States has certainly used tactics like this in the past quite a bit. This is largely what got the United States involved in the Vietnam War, among other wars. But apparently, the military was more restrained in terms of their desire, their interest in terms of engaging in an attack on Iran. And apparently, Trump, at the last minute, decided to defer to the judgment of the military. And I think political factors, domestic political factors in the United States play into this as well. We have to remember that Trump is now running for re-election. He's already launched his re-election campaign. And one of the things that he ran for office on was to keep the United States out of these kinds of wars of choice. And these kinds of wars have become unpopular with the American people. And if Trump were to go off and get involved in a war in Iraq, it would be an in Iran, it would be an unpopular war, just as the war in Iraq became very unpopular over time. I don't think that President Trump wants to be remembered as another George W. Bush, who's now regarded as one of the worst presidents the United States ever had. So I think he's very concerned about his political standing, his legacy, his reelection chances next year, all of these kinds of things. I think political factors play into this. And for this reason, I think the president exercised a moment of last-minute restraint where he actually went by calling off the strikes when he did.
But David, is restraint enough? I mean, even if you're open to talks with Tehran, there's been zero confidence building over the last 2 years with Trump and Tehran, and you just heard Keith allude to it, that there's no cohesion between his own presidency and his own administration, and then you have the fact that he came in with a stroke of a pen and wiped out a decade of basically an agreement getting hammered out with the U.S. as one of the signatories on that agreement that took another administration completely and blew its work out of the water. So where's the confidence? Even if Tehran wanted to talk, why would it? And I mean, what basic confidence does it have to enter into talks with Donald Trump?
Well, it's still open to question to what extent the seeming conflict within the Trump administration is by design or is just a manifestation of the fact that, oh, well, Mike Pompeo and John Bolton are hardcore neocons and Donald Trump is an anti-intervention. Donald Trump appointed both. I believe that Donald Trump is attempting to continue to utilize a good cop, bad cop strategy in the context of this maximum pressure campaign that the United States is attempting to wage to bring about some sort of new deal as per the art of the deal, in which you put your adversaries off balance and you apply pressure and even your allies, and then you strike some sort of new deal. So while I agree with much of what Keith Preston said, I don't necessarily believe that Donald Trump has greater sense and conferred with the military and sort of went over the heads of these evil people, you know, the neocons and Gina Haspel. I think that this good cop, bad cop routine is part of this strategy. Not that Donald Trump necessarily planned it or is playing 3D chess, but that the administration has figured this out. It's not working, but I believe that this is what's going on. I also just want to remind viewers about the history in the 1980s of the United States and the USS Vincennes, interestingly patrolling just 9.2 miles off Kashim Island and attacking Iranian shipping, thin Iranian territorial waters, eventually bringing about the shoot down of Iran Air 655 and the death of 290 innocent civilians. The United States lied through its teeth about all elements of this tragic shoot down. And so, just fascinatingly, 9.4 miles is the distance that this drone was from the Iranian coastline, and I do believe that Keith Preston was accurate in that this could very well, after the failure of the false flag attack and then subsequent attempt to pin it on Iran, that this drone overflight was just one more attempt to up the ante, to provoke Iran, and to bring about this manufactured crisis that we are in, where suddenly Donald Trump is the benevolent God who can dispense life on Iranians now. You know, that almost he stepped in to save Iranians. This seems to me to be just part of this ongoing game, which is by design, as per the Trump administration agenda. It's not going to be successful, I don't believe, and it is driving the region closer to conflict. But this is what I believe is happening.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. David Yagubian out of San Bernardino, California. Mr. Keith Preston there out of Richmond. Thank you both. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye for now.